Nidorim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Here we're introduced to another element in defining what's in Nichlal Neder. She'at oise eini oichel ad ha-Pesach. He asks on somebody, his wife, whoever it is, that I'm asking b'koinom b'neder, whatever you make, I'm asking on myself b'achilo, ad ha-Pesach. What does it mean by ad ha-Pesach? There would be a malkum, the Rishonim say, to learn that what he's doing is he's asking whatever you make until Pesach. L'maisa, the Mishnah says not that way, the Gemara explains it. That loshen, the right way to say it would be, Sha'at oise ad ha-Pesach eini oichel. But he doesn't say that. He says, Sha'at oise eini oichel ad ha-Pesach means the Isra Achila is bound by time. It's shaykh to say, this is the first time we meet up with this Maseches Nedarim. It's shaykh to ask you something as an Isra Cheftza, and that Isra Cheftza should fall off. The Chiddush Nan Lamdus is that, Bishlam, if you're talking about an Isra Gavra, so you could say that a person today, he asks on himself, with the Shvua, he's Mechayiv himself not to eat today. Mechabal on himself a tainis. Or he's Mechayiv himself conversely to eat. So you could say that's totally in a time. But it's a Cheftza, the Cheftza becomes Chatech Lissur. No. Since it's man-made, it's artificially invented by Pashas Nedarim, so maybe you can limit it with time. She'at oiseini miskasa ad ha-Pesach. I'm not going to wear whatever clothing you sew until Pesach. The Isser goes off after Pesach. Osso lefnei Pesach, mutar lechol l'skasas achar Pesach. Like we just said, it's not whatever was made before Pesach is osso l'olam. Whatever was made by her or whoever he's talking about is osso until Pesach. And then memela, it's mutar to eat or to wear those clothing after Pesach. She'at oisa ad ha-Pesach eini oichel. If he says she'at oisa ad ha-Pesach eini oichel, like we said, she'at oisa ad ha-Pesach eini miskase, osso so lefnei Pesach, if it was made before Pesach, osso lechol uliskasois achar ha-Pesach, then it becomes an isur oilam on whatever was made or whatever was sown before Pesach. Mishnah Tes. She'at nenes li ad ha-Pesach and telchi leveisovich ad achar. This is a little bit more intricate. Person saying to his wife, let's say he's somewhere in the middle of the winter. It's the middle of Cheshvan. He asks his wife to go to her parents. Now, l'chor, he can't ask her to go there. A shvua person can make on himself. Here he's asking a person from doing something. How would he do that? So what he did was he asked his wife to have hanor from him. A person could be madr hanor me'atzmoy on another person. He asked his wife to have hanor from him until Pesach, if she goes to her parents' house, she goes to her father's house, until Sukkot, ad hachog. Holcho lefnei ha-Pesach, if she goes before Pesach, asur b'hanor se ad ha-Pesach. He only asked the hanor ad ha-Pesach. Acher ha-Pesach, if he asked her until Pesach b'hanor, if she goes until Sukkot, so let's say she goes after Pesach, that l'chayra makes that the neder should be chalam afreya. The lashon of the reish is asur b'hanoso, she's now becomes asur b'hanoso mikan ve'elak. If she goes, that's the tanai, that triggers that the neder should be chal, and now she's not allowed to be neder from him. If she goes l'achar Pesach, you can't say now she becomes asur, because she doesn't. So the way the Mishnah says that she's oivel l'mafreya on whatever she was neder before Pesach, the tanai is until Sukkot, but she becomes asur, whatever she was neder retroactively l'mafreya. So the way the Mishnah says it is that she's bilo yachel. Don't say asura, because it's not a psak. That's a definition that what she did was lamaisa also. She was oivan layachel. Now there's a few points that should be made over here. The Gemara says that the Pashta Nusach of the Mishnah, that if she goes before Pesach, she becomes also. It sounds like she doesn't have to, let's say, like we said, he's standing in the middle of Cheshvan. He says, if you go to your father's house, until next year Sukkot, you also in Hanor for me right now until Pesach. Right now she should stop being Nene, because maybe she'll be over, she'll kick in the Neder by being over on the Tanai. By going to her father's house at any point over the next year, she's going to make that the Neder should be Chalim Afreya, because she was already over. So the Gemara says, the Pashtus is Asur Banasi, only we can't velech, we're not Choshesh that she's going to be over. This is the Shita of Rav Nachman. Lamaisi, the Gemara argues, the Gemara says B'Shem Reb Yehuda, that the halach is that no, Avada v'choshesh. And avada she's not allowed to be nena if there's an outstanding iser neder that can be violated by her if she'll be over on the tanai. A person's not zoyer enough on tnoim of the neder to say with confidence that she won't be over. Avada she's not allowed to. Pshat in the Mishnah is that asura b'hano also that she'll get malchus. Like this, whatever she was over l'mafreya, l'may says asura sofik. Because you don't know if she's going to be over. She didn't know herself. The asura doesn't work. Masha enkein, mikan ve'elech, we know with certainty that she's over. So that's why the Mishnah says asura b'hano also that she's over and she'll get malchus. The other point worth mentioning over here is the nusach of the Mishnah is she becomes asura b'hano in the sefer she's over on Bal Yachal. What does that mean? Who's over on Bal Yachal? L'chor, the one who made the neder was him. So this is a Yisoid Zdik HaMachlok Sushoinim that we mentioned in the beginning of Perek Aleph, and that is, according to the Ran, if he asured her b'hano based on her going to her father's house, then the chalois cheftza of the neder is chal on her. She'll be over because the koyach of the neder is to make an issa cheftza on the one who ever's also, the mudar. The melev, she'll be over. You can give her asur, she's b'lay achal dvor, the Mishnah's kipshuta. According to the Rambam, the halacha is that b'lay achal dvor is not stam an issa cheftza kipshutoi. The issa cheftza has to be related to the person who made the neder, because the name of the issur in the Torah is not don't eat this chefetz, it's l'yachal dvari. There has to be a chil of a dvarim. Only a person who made a neder could be over on that. So when we say achra pesach b'l'yachal dvaroi, we're not talking about her, we're talking about him. We're talking about him, he didn't eat. So the Rambam will tell you, and this is where the Rambam says it la'alocha, the Ran brings on daf tezvov, that we're talking about a case where he fed his wife, that's where he'll get malchus. He's over on the Layachal Dvori from her being Nana due to his Maisa. That's called he was over on the Neder. But if she did, she's not allowed to eat. So maybe that's why it's say Layachal Dvori, because that includes her. She's not allowed to eat because it'll be a violation of his Neder. But the Maisa, she's not over on the Layachal Dvori. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam that the Ran argues on.